This is a psychicwarfare.com MP3 where we go into the groundbreaking technology that the genius Tim Rifat has brought into full mass production for his clients. Now, the key to world dominance, controlling the world, of course, is something called a psychotronic generator that enables the user to store psychic energy. Now, the Russians fully defined what this energy is. It's called by the Russians bioplasm. This being the energy of the physical body, which is produced, according to Tim Rifat, by mitochondria, and can be seen on Curlian photographs and photography, and has been known about for decades. And of course, the Russians came up with their name for the force that comes and manifests the soul, called soul fluid, which the genius Tim Rifat posits comes from the nucleus of the cell, where the DNA act as torsion field receptors for this soul fluid. Now, if the psychotronic generator could store bioplasm, this is the energy, the force that manifests, runs your body, then of course that would allow the owner of a psychotronic generator, which accumulates bioplasm, to pump bioplasm into the owner, who of course would need a way of accessing the psychotronic generator, a way of linking himself to the psychotronic generator, or linking herself to a psychotronic generator. But once this technology was built, you would then have the ability to take bioplasm from the human race and feed it into the elite that had psychotronic generators that accumulated bioplasm, and this bioplasm, of course, would then be able to reboot their physical energy bodies and allow them to extend their lifespans and de-age and become youthful again if you had a sublimator, a sublime good engine, something that filtered, rather like a dialysis machine, the evil, negative filth in bioplasm, which, as seen on Russian research, is brown or black or muddy colored. Contamination of the bioplasm, because if you feed yourself contaminated bioplasm, say from an old person or a cancer patient or someone with senility, then of course the toxic shit in the bioplasm would of course then damage your own body, rather like giving yourself AIDS contaminated blood. So, of course, that's another part of psychicwarfare.com's technology, Sublime Good Engines, which automatically, like a dialysis machine, filter out the evil so that the bioplasm you collect in a psychotronic generator tuned to collect bioplasm is sublimed, so it only gives you beneficial effects. Now, psychotronic generators were invented by the Czechs back in the 60s, allegedly from trying to develop alchemical mirrors, bottles, from the alchemists, which could store human energy. Now, of course, we're in 2016, and Tim Riefat, who is a precognitive remote viewer, can remotely view the future, one of the few who can, actually, more accurately, the only one who can, looked for efficient ways of building psychotronic generators which could store bioplasm and, of course, had the ability to sublime it as well. We know from a news report that billionaires are injecting themselves with the blood of 5-year-olds, 6-year-olds, 7-year-olds, 8-year-olds, 9-year-olds, young children, which then, of course, rejuvenates their body. This blood, of course, contains lots of lovely, youthful bioplasm from the young people, and has the effect of rejuvenating the billionaires who can afford it, because remember, the loads of third world children that will sell their blood. And remember, we've had the wonderful opportunity of the refugee crisis, where according to the media, we've had somewhere around 10,000 young children going missing, who of course can be then farmed for their blood, farmed for their organs, etc., etc. All of this a booming trade for the Swiss clinics that depend upon a supply of young children for this technology, which of course is unknown to the poor, but of course is well known to the billionaires, who of course want to live and live and live. And on BBC, they reported that the first person to live to 1,000 has already been born. This technology, of course, is proven and has been of use to the elite. Why is it Henry Kissinger and the Queen, etc., live well over 100? I think Kissinger must be hundreds of years old. He seems to go on forever. The Queen's 90 and bouncing around like a spring chicken, all from this blood that's injected into them. And, of course, Tim Riefat goes to the source of the youthfulness, bioplasm. There's lots and lots of information on bioplasm in the advanced section, which you can access once you're a paid-up member of psychicwarfare.com. If you're not, then, of course, it's been made not available to passers-by, simply because it's too important, too controversial, etc. Now, if you had a psychotronic generator that could extract the bioplasm from the humans that you passed and the humans that lived around you automatically, then of course you would have a way of injecting yourself with blood from young people, children, and would then, of course, potentially be able to live to 1,000. All without paying, because remember, every city is full of children and young people, all of whom have lovely, lovely bioplasm. And all of this bioplasm, if it could be physically pushed off them into a psychotronic generator and then fed to one of the elite, that is a Tim Rifat customer, you would then have a means of rejuvenating yourself for free, with the population, of course, that lose bioplasm getting rapid aging and degeneration of their offspring, which we see in the West, where the offspring of these psychically denuded people are obese, stupid, and of course we see in Britain that a third of the four-year-olds have problems walking, moving, and with their potty training. All of this coming because of the massive denudation of bioplasm that's been going on by the Psi Lord Tim Rifat since 1981 when he started. Remember, in 1981 he met the Magus Colin Bloy, and of course Colin Bloy, who worked for a secret group in MI6, which traced its roots back to Dr. D, the original 007, and the Edward Kelly, the psychic, were involved in sucking bioplasm and soul fluid from the population using earth energies and spiritual energies to strip mine the population. Now, in fact, we were lucky then that we had New Ages and something called harmonic convergence, where all of these New Ages were pouring their bioplasm and soul fluid into spiritual centers, into churches and fountains, in order to raise the frequency of the planet, so that at 1987 harmonic convergence, the human population would ascend, become good, and the world would become paradise for the human race. And in fact, Colin Bloy and his sidekick, Tim Rifat, were busily connecting all of these energy centers around the planet, and all the people doing harmonic convergence, which occurred in 87, to link it all to Brighton, and then to feed all of that lovely bioplasm and soul fluid into us, to make us God beings, so that we, of course, could emulate Dr. D and Edward Kelly and control reality. So, of course, the ability to collect massive amounts of bioplasm from people who are spiritually enlightened in order to raise the frequency of the planet, called harmonic convergence, which was supposed to occur in 1987, was a godsend for the Psi Lord Tim Rifat, who of course wanted to feed all of that lovely bioplasm and soul fluid into himself in order to ascend. And rather like in a fantasy book, become a living god, because of course if you're fed by tens of millions of spiritually enlightened people with their bioplasm and soul fluid, which has to go somewhere and goes into one being, that of course is Tim Rifat, he then of course can build himself an incredibly big, powerful energy body, which he could then ascend into the fifth dimension and achieve godhood, because remember, for a human who's bound to three dimensions, they, of course, are stuck in a reality which they can't control, can't see, can't understand. And for a fifth dimensional entity that sees pasts, presents, and futures and can change them at will, the entity, the human, trapped in three dimensions is to a five-dimensional Psylord simply an edit, something that's erasable, damned, imbecilic, and there to be used as a torture shell. And of course, to rise into the fifth dimension and become a Psylord requires huge amounts of bioplasm and soul fluid, all of which need to be condensed, bound, applied, etc., etc. A vast endeavor, which of course the Psylord achieved at the end of 1986, because of course harmonic convergence was supposed to come in 87, and we had tens of millions of these new ages feeding us bioplasm and soul fluid, and all I had to do was make sure that Colin Bloy the Magus was screwed, and it all came to me. Now, to put this in a much more modern and applicable manner to someone like yourself, who, of course, is simply a three-dimensional being, and, of course, is stuck in the world of the human that is deaf, dumb, and blind. Unlike myself, I simply go out and I can see the bioplasm on people with my aura vision. I can see assemblage points. I can see when I strip the bioplasm off people that it grows smaller. The Russians, of course, can do this with their Kirlian scanners. So I know it's effective. It works. When I pass people, they lose their bioplasm, their aura shrinks, and the color of their aura goes dark, black, or brown, shitty, as I pump toxic waste into them. All of this is the standard day for me. Unlike yourself, I'm not deaf, dumb, and blind, and of course can perceive all of this. That's why Colin Bloy taught me all the Illuminati secrets, because like Edward Kelly, I was a psychic and could see the energies, while Colin was deaf, dumb, and blind, and the only way he could appreciate these energies was by feeling them. He could feel energy fields and douse with his hands. So you can see why he went to all the effort of educating me, because of course having someone who is sighted can hear the energies and can also speak and control the energies was a godsend for Colin Bloy. Also a godsend for me, because remember, he thought I was a benevolent, good-hearted human who, of course, would be able to be screwed as all of the so-called non-bloodlines are screwed, instead of which I was someone who was educated by the British to understand that the only way to the top is over a pile of bodies. Now, with psychotronic generators, you can store bioplasm to make your body superhuman. Remember, the British have been trying to kill me with microwaves for 20 years, trying to kill me with Porton Down bioweapon for 10 years, which means that I should be dead, or like Hillary Clinton, totally foobarred, instead of which I'm simply wandering around Brighton, doing what I like, because, of course, the British are feeding my physical energy body with their lovely bioplasm in order to de-age me and, of course, build up my God being. Now, with you, what you get is a clear quartz crystal. Now, inbuilt into this clear quartz crystal is technology that allows this crystal to do two things if it is a special bioplasm psychotronic generator. The first is to suck out the bioplasm from young people and feed it into a special container that will hold it so that when you then touch the base of this bioplasm psychotronic generator to your midsection, it simply fills your body with lovely young bioplasm so you can duplicate what billionaires do at their Swiss clinics, injecting themselves with the blood of young people. Except this way you can overdose because they can't inject themselves with the blood of a whole young person, simply because that's not possible. They can only inject themselves with at most a couple of pints, or have a complete body blood transfusion change if they're greedy. But with this, you can simply strip mine thousands of children, and every day fill your body up with thousands of children's worth of bioplasm, as if you had 1,000 full body blood transfusions from very young children. Luckily, Brighton, of course, has loads and loads and loads of tourists. It's a mecca for tourists with their lovely little children, who, of course, come into Brighton and can, of course, be strip-mined of their bioplasm to feed the Psylord. Similarly, if you live in San Francisco or LA or New York, you've got loads and loads of lovely little children who, of course, can be strip-mined of their bioplasm to feed you in order to allow you to live to 1,000. And, of course, allow you to make your body young again, because aging is a thing of the past. It's something that only exists for the human, for the Psylord's customers. Having a bioplasm psychotronic generator allows you to feed off the humans, which is the only purpose of humans. That's why you've got so many of them. They're simply cattle that are fed off and supply the elite being the Psylord's preferential customers. Now, of course, how can you push the bioplasm from a young person, a child, into the generator? Well, of course, we know that anti-clockwise torsion fields produce anti-gravity. That's in the advanced section. And we know that positive torsion fields produce gravity. And of course, if you can tune this gravity to pull and push on young people's bioplasm, then of course you have the modus operandi before transferring the aura, the bioplasm, from the little young children into the psychotronic generator, where it then can be injected into the elite's midsection from the quartz crystal that has all of the technology embedded in it to do it. And remember, a quartz crystal links you to the fifth dimension by the piezoelectric effect, and with eye to the eye technology, you can design technology in psi space or in the five-dimensional Riemann manifold to do all of this technology, embed it in the crystal, which of course is linked to the fifth dimension by the Sergeyev sensor piezoelectric effect, so that then the eye to the eye effect makes the psi space or five-dimensional Riemann manifold machinery, which to a skeptic would be an imaginary engine, or for a mathematician would be described by complex numbers, real. So you can build a complex number machine in psi space or in the five-dimensional Riemann manifold, embed it in a clear quartz crystal to get eye to the eye real world effects, or in a negative vampire crystal which produces anti-gravity and negative torsion field to produce a real world effect. So one can see that this technology, this psychotronic technology, is now real and uses the human race simply as what the Jews describe them as, goy, goyim, cattle. That's their only use. Now, if one had a psychotronic generator tuned to soul fluid, this, of course, is the force, the energy of the soul produced from the nucleus. If you could then strip mine the soul fluid from humans, specifically the good people, the New Agers, the people who want to save the world, as Colin and I concentrated on, then of course you could get sublime good soul fluid, which when fed into your soul, your biophysical body, would then produce a super soul, a soul which then, unlike a human soul, could enable you to carry out remote viewing or Vinogradava, psychokinesis, telekinesis, all explained on the advanced section for customers, or metempsychosis, like the Dalai Lama. When you die, you simply walk into another body. Remember, if you've got enough soul fluid, you can build a soul that is orders of magnitude larger than a human soul, so that a human soul can simply be pushed out of its body, and a super soul, a soul which contains, let's say, 10,000 humans worth of soul fluid, can then occupy that body. This, of course, is the technology of the Illuminati, the Olympians. And remember, the soul comes in the wind. That's why they call themselves the Moriah Wind. And of course, Tolkien alluded to these evil souls from Moria, the mines of Moria, where the Balrog, the archdemon of fire, with its flail of fire, fought Gandalf. Remember, Tolkien was an Illuminati. So that means that if you have a soul fluid psychotronic generator, and of course can link it up to the spiritual people, that's people that go to church, people that die as jihadis, monks, Buddhist monks, New Agers that spend all their life cleaning their soul, developing their soul. And of course, Colin Boy and myself had the bonanza of all bonanzas, harmonic convergence, where all the New Agers were pumping their energy into the planet to raise the frequency of the planet for harmonic convergence in 87, which of course turned me into a god being, a Psylord. Then of course, if you had a means of collecting this soul fluid in a psychotronic generator, you would then of course have the ability to have a super soul, and like myself, wake up when you fall asleep in your dreaming body and be able to go into other dimensions where they're as real, if not more real, than this one, where everything's solid and real, you can taste it, etc., etc. All of that, something that is an impossibility to a shaman of old. Because, of course, they didn't have a super soul. They didn't have a soul built, in my case, from tens of millions of humans that pumped their soul fluid into the earth for harmonic convergence to raise the frequency of the planet, instead of which it was siphoned off to go into the soul of the Psylord Timrifat to produce the god Timrifat. So as you can see, this technology is well known. It's very, very easy to understand. And once, of course, you've got psychotronic generators, you then have the ability to store it and use it. And remember, the vampire negative psychotronic crystal produces anti-gravity. Clear ones produce gravity. So if you can program them to have this gravity working on soul fluid, you can simply rip out the soul fluid from the targets and then dump it into the psychotronic generator, the clear quartz crystal, which then will feed it into you when you place it on your midsection, the gap that pumps it into your energy bodies, in this case your biophysical body. And all the programming to do this can simply be inputted in the fifth dimension or in psi-space into the crystal, so it eye to the eyes, and you get real-world effects, e.g. it works. Now, of course, to program the fifth dimension, you would, of course, have to be five-dimensional. And this is impossible for humans that are three-dimensional beings, and rather like beings trapped in two-dimensional world that would simply be pictures on a screen. They can't jump out of the screen and simply can be manipulated by a three-dimensional entity that watches what happens in flat world. Similarly, with a five-dimensional entity like myself, or above, you can simply erase the three-dimensional entities as if they were just drawings on a bit of paper and rewrite them, redraw them to the configuration you want. This is simply being able to shift timelines to get the reality you want. Now, since humans aren't five-dimensional, they don't have the ability to program psychotronic generators with five-dimensional ordnance or five-dimensional programming or five-dimensional machinery. The Psylord, of course, is five-dimensional. Why? Because he had all these spiritual humans trying to raise the frequency of the planet, instead of which it was diverted off by Colin Bloy the Magus and his sidekick, who he thought was simply a gifted psychic, but in fact had jumped the abyss and had become Nipsissimus, which outranks a magus like Colin Bloy. So all of the lovely, beautiful force came to me instead. And if you have tens of millions of people feeding all of this lovely soul fluid and bioplasm into your body, you can then simply feed yourself with more and more and more. And if one thinks that the 100th monkey effect is a dimension, for five dimensionality you would need 100 to the power of 5 humans worth of energy to become five dimensional, or 10 to the 10. And we of course have a 7 billion population, but if you add that to the dead humans, that gives you 3 billion plus 7 billion, which gives you 10 billion, which strangely enough is 10 to the 10. So this was the first time in human history that a five-dimensional human could be built. You then of course have the ability for one human and one human alone to suck out all the bioplasm and soul fluid from the humans alive and the humans dead to produce the five-dimensional human, a 10 to the 10 bioplasm soul fluid human, who then of course can live in the fifth dimension, go to the Omega Point and become an Omega Point Tim. All of this lovely, lovely technology only available in the 21st century, when the population rose to over 7 billion. And of course, one can think of harmonic convergence in 87, allowing the Psylord to ascend, and he fully, of course, reached the fifth dimension only in the 21st century, but that doesn't matter because it's five-dimensional, so he could then achieve it back in 86, as long as he did all the stuff he had to do to achieve it back in 86. A rather round-robin affair, but if you're five-dimensional, it makes sense. So basically, you set your future where you have to do all the stuff that you would have done to achieve five-dimensionality back in 86, by setting your life to only acquiring and sucking out bioplasm and soul fluid from the human race until you achieved what you achieved in 86, which makes life pretty boring because you can't have a wife, children, and do all the other shit that humans do. You simply have to spend all your time acquiring bioplasm and soul fluid. This, of course, being achieved, I can now start to enjoy myself by spending time doing things rather than simply going out and acquiring the energy to achieve what I had to achieve back in 86. Now, with this soul fluid psychotronic generator, you have the ability to suck out the soul fluid from humans and feed it into your own soul. And of course, with Sublime Good Engines, you then can feed this sublimed soul fluid into yourself. Where all of the toxic shit from the soul of the humans gets left in them, and you only suck out the good bits of their soul. Next, of course, we have the Higgs field. Remember, when humans die, they lose 2 ounces, according to research of the Victorian psychic researchers, spiritualists. Now, of course, if you had a way of collecting this 2 ounces before they died, basically strip mining the human of this 2 ounce of Higgs field, since Higgs field, of course, produces mass, produces reality, you would then, of course, if you had a psychotronic generator to store this Higgs field, which is the loss of mass when a human dies and the soul is released from the body, if you could simply rip out the soul of every human that you passed, dump it into, let's say, Omega Hell, so that the body was shelled, rather like a pistachio, then, of course, you would have the ability to start uploading Higgs field from all of the human goyim around you, so that they all become shelled, they all lose their souls are transferred into area of psi-space called Omega Hell, where they're trapped. The 2 ounces, of course, is liberated, which then, of course, would allow you to collect 2 ounces of Higgs field, which, when collected in a psychotronic generator, would allow you literally to have the ability to make reality for yourself. So, for example, if you have a Higgs field psychotronic generator, you could then make reality for yourself. Remake your body, change its nature, change everything about your body, and turn yourself from being a human into a transhuman and beyond. So this would then give you the ability to make yourself a mutant in a Marvel idiom, or in DC, a superhero or supervillain, or in my case, both, because I say it's nice being both. Why be limited by morals and ethics? So if you had a Higgs field psychotronic generator, tuning the anti-gravity and gravity of the torsion fields of the psychotronic collectors, the generators, you could then collect Higgs field and then start to produce miracles. So you would not be bound by the properties of the human body with its bioplasm and soul fluid. You could instead start to build the Dr. Manhattan body from the Watchmen film, a body which would transcend flesh and, of course, would be the logical receptacle for the elite, the new Illuminati, the chosen. All of this, not something that's miraculous, but in fact simply the application of science and technology to what before was simply called magic. Now, thanks to Russian research, we can start to put it into mainstream scientific terms without having to use the occult idiom of Colin Bloy, who, of course, is a classically trained public school boy, was into all the occult syntax, which the scientist Tim Riefat does not discredit or look down upon. I love occultism and all the symbology and all of the magic and all the magic terms. In fact, I simply want to add science to magic. So it's as if Doctor Strange was simply upgraded with Brainiac and Professor Xavier to encompass science with magic. Because remember, magic is simply science that the primitives don't understand. And if you've got a sufficiently advanced science, it will appear as magic to the primitives. And remember, we live in a time of total savagery, where every human around you is a savage, and simply lives all of their life simply for money and their progeny. So they should be treated as such, very dangerous, primitive savages that need to be treated with total savagery, because anything else will be seen as a invitation to have total violence inflicted upon you. I prefer to inflict total violence, total savagery on the humans rather than be on the receiving end. Simple as that. That's why, of course, I simply go around doing all of my stuff, treating the humans as torture toys, and, of course, bringing in my realities, Cobalt 60 world, the Chad world of race war, and now, of course, psychic warfare world, where psychic warfare kills off all of the A-listers. So one can see, of course, why it's taken all this time, because in order to build a five-dimensional body that achieved the five-dimension in 86, I had to wait till the population built up to the requisite 10 billion number, which only happened in the 21st century. So you can see, of course, having the 3 billion dead makes 10 billion, but luckily within another generation, we'll have 3 billion more humans, bringing us up to a nice 10 billion population of cattle, all of which can be fed upon by the Psylord. Now you might say, since you can only have one five-dimensional super being, where does that leave us, the elite, who wish to clamber on your shirt tails or your coattails? Well, simply put, we have vampire technology, where all of you are simply made into sequestered versions of me. That then means that no one else can ever copy, steal, because the only person that psychic and occult power was beneficial to, the zero-sum game, was Tim Riefer. Everyone else was fucked, which of course is wonderful for me. Being an only child, I don't like sharing. So you can see why it is completely protected from theft, because the only person that could benefit from it was Tim Riefat, who became the Omega Point Tim, and turned all of the other humans into edits. So it really doesn't matter what they do, what search they do, how many billions the Pentagon spends on its Suicide Squad super secret new Manhattan Project. It's all a waste of time, because they've all been foobar, they've all been fucked over to the nth degree, right from the inception, right back at 86. seeing, see, of course, why American remote viewers can't remotely view a month into the future, because they're simply edits, they're simply creations on a matrix that only see what I allow them to see, and seeing into the future, of course, is something not allowed for the edits, only for the Tim Riefats. And of course, since humans, by definition, are male and female, we then, of course, have the ability to have female Tim Riefats from the British girl who was psychically vivisected in order to complete me. Hence, it's not only for Tim Riefats, but of course for Tiffany Riefats, or TIFFs, Total Intent Females, and Total Intent Males. So you can see that the use of psychotronic generators is the key to world domination and the building of the Illuminati, the true Illuminati. Now, of course, with psychotronic crystals, what you have there is to quantum superimpose a quartz crystal on a human. This then allows the uptake of the soul fluid, bioplasm or Higgs field, from a special bioplasm, soul fluid or Higgs field psychotronic generator to be able to be downloaded into a human body, because the human body, of course, is no longer human once it is linked with a psychotronic crystal. It becomes the mixture of the quantum state functions. So the total quantum state function of one of my elite is quantum wave function of human body plus quantum wave function of psychotronic crystal, which then means that this being, this new transhuman, can then simply interact with a psychotronic generator made from quartz crystals to upload the soul fluid, bioplasm or Higgs field collected in one of these psychotronic machines, which of course carry out sublime good engine, so the toxic shit is left in the humans. And without the psychotronic crystal, there is no way to access the psychotronic generator. So if it gets intercepted, stolen, whoever steals it can't access the soul fluid, bioplasm or Higgs field, because they are human and humans can't use psychotronic generators because they are not psychotronic crystal beings. And even worse, their soul fluid, Higgs field and bioplasm are sucked out of them by contacting one of these deadly psychotronic generators. So all of my technology is deadly to the human and only beneficial to Tim Riefat, who is the elite. So what we're doing is building up a gestalt race where all the humans are Tim Riefat or Tiffany Riefat, and all of the humans are simply cattle, goyim. Now, of course, with bone generators, what we're doing there is changing not the nature of the body, but the nature of the awareness Now, from quantum mechanics, the Copenhagen interpretation is that the observer collapses the quantum wave function to produce reality. But remember, if the awareness is built up from a torsion field, because how on earth can you have awareness if it's not collected? And what collects awareness? What is awareness? Awareness is, well, I can be aware of going to Mars or to Alpha Centauri or back to my local fish and chip shop or the pub or the holiday in Bali when I was surfing and. So you can see, of course, awareness is something that flits around rather like a sprite. So you need to collect it. What collects it? Well, a torsion field, which is described by the Fibonacci series, which is because humans are made from heterosexual sex, and therefore the Fibonacci series molds the torsion field. And therefore, the next approach is to, like in harmonic convergence, raise the frequency, raise the awareness of the observer, which then, of course, by definition, will allow reality to be manifest in ways which were impossible for a bog-standard, run-of-the-mill observer trapped in the sewer, or the oubliette of the Illuminati, an oubliette being a dungeon where you drop them in through the ceiling. Now, that's why I've gone to great length to go over the Fibonacci series and the different levels. We, of course, have 7 levels. Why? Because of nonlinear dynamics. When you push something far from equilibrium, you get the 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, then the strange attractor, and then you get the breakup of the strange attractor, and in one type of Feigenbaum period doubling, you get the 666 state. These can be seen in PhD books on nonlinear dynamics. So, of course, if you're bringing nonlinear dynamics or the butterfly effect into observation, and, of course, you get that because of the many worlds interpretation of physics, which by definition brings in butterfly effects to the gazoo, then, of course, you have 7 levels of the awareness, all based around the Fibonacci series. And this means, therefore, that you can have a special psychotronic generator that bottles awareness. And one finds that the 7th level or the highest level of observation by a human, that 34, which is the 9th term, 34 BSI engine, appears as the 11th term. 11, of course, links up with timelines, DAC doorways, choosing Hilbert space, choosing multiverses, choosing what aspect of the multiverse. So, of course, one can see that in order to navigate Hilbert space, in order to navigate the multiverse, you need a bone generator, psychotronic generator, which has the awareness needed to observe and control Hilbert space and timelines embedded within you. And of course, since the 11th term at the 7th level is 34, we of course have the 34 crystals which you need to link you to the psychotronic generators, which are made from crystal. So we see the 9th term of the Fibonacci series is 34, which links you with the psychotronic generators, psychotronic crystals. And of course, this then feeds into your awareness, which gets lifted and lifted, rather like harmonic convergence, in fact, the exact way, to finally achieve a bone generator, the 34 BSRI bone generator at the 7th level, which automatically boosts your awareness, which is linked to the psychotronic generators by the 34 BSRI engines stuck in your bones, and then you ascend to the 7th level to be able to navigate Hilbert space and the multiverse with the 34 of the 11th term, which means, of course, you need the total reality engine, or the upgrade of the 34 BSRI engine, which lifts you all the way up to the 7th level of the 11th term, which then allows you to navigate, like myself, through Hilbert space. That's the decision tree, the multiverse of living, and like myself, to scroll through the multiverse to find the timeline you like Cobalt 60 world, Chad world, Race War world, the world we're in now, where we've got race war all across the West. And, of course, psychic warfare world, where psychic warfare afflicts and kills all the elite, except those that pay me enormous amounts of money in order to survive. Because who cares if the Rothschilds have all the wealth, if they are simply like Lynn Rothschild waiting to be killed by Tim Rifat or the Chinese military or the Russian military or the Iranians or North Koreans in Pyongyang or some sicko that's looked on psychicwarfare.com and practiced for 6 weeks, 8 weeks, till he can turn feather under a glass cylinder and then starts practicing on Lynn Rothschild to kill her using remote killing. She, of course, is not protected because all of the force that was supposed to protect the Illuminati, the Luciferic force, etc., has all gone because I made a contract with Lucifer to get all that lovely Luciferic power for myself with no cost to myself. All for free. So you can see, of course, the wonder of being a Psylord. You can simply make a deal with Lucifer, get all the Luciferic power that's supposed to protect the old Illuminati, strip it from them, so you can kill people at will who are supposedly high priestesses of Satan, like Hillary Clinton, or high priests of Satan, like the Duke of Westminster. All of these are now simply torture toys, and in return, you don't have to pay a thing because the payment simply is blocked by the Rothschild royal family, so you don't even have to pay the price to Lucifer, thanks to the Rothschild royal family. So you can see it's a win-win-win-win situation, and that the bone generator, the 34 total reality bone generator, the 7th level bone generator, is a must-have for the elite who wish to join the Psylord Tim Rifat in total dominion over the planet using psychotronic warfare, which of course will devastate and exterminate the A-listers in the future, won't of course exterminate the general population, because remember, the general population's purpose is to feed the elite with their bioplasm, soul fluid, Higgs field, and of course have the awareness of the elite at the seventh level with their total reality. 34 BSRI bone generator, psychotronic generator skeletons, which are linked to the psychotronic crystal psychotronic generators from the 34 BSRI engine at the Fibonacci series level, and then linked via the 34 to the total awareness at the seventh level that's needed to control reality and enables the elite, who are the Psylor Timrifat, to control reality as the new Illuminati, the new Mariah Wind, the new Olympians, who of course take all the money from the old Illuminati by killing them, or of course extorting them to the nth degree to pay up or die. Now, if you want these products, you can simply email Count Jederberg and if I want to sell them to you, then you'll be allowed to pay me loads of money for these products. If, of course, you're a VIP, there's only six of them, you then, of course, can get them for the standard rate of $1,000 a shot. So now, of course, you begin to see why psychicwarfare.com, the technology, is in control of reality and the planet, and why, of course, the technology was built, how it works, and, of course, it's not fantasy, it's simply Russian psychic warfare research, which, of course, has been developed since the 60s. We're now in 2016, to begin to control the world as the new Illuminati, the new owners of reality. And, of course, everyone that stands in our way gets slaughtered like dogs, and anyone that doesn't simply gets fed on as the Goyim cattle that they've always been. Because remember, most people are only there to breed and supply loads of bioplasm, soul fluid, Higgs field, for the elite, the master race, that now, of course, are incepted by the Psylord to take over and enjoy massively long lifespans, the ability to metempsychose and go into other bodies if they fuck up their physical body, and of course allow them to use Higgs field to produce Dr. Manhattan bodies, or change the reality, say, of Hillary Clinton's brain to turn her into a Ariel Sharon simply for advertising purposes. Enjoy it.